USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C., calling out Democrats and progressives who want to abolish the federal agency, which he says is critical for our national security.
No, the truth is the calls to abolish ICE are not just outrageous, they're irresponsible. Abolishing ICE would mean more illegal immigration. Abolishing ICE would mean more violent crime.
Pence saying communities are finally becoming safe again from gangs like MS-13 because ICE agents are cracking down.
You're on the front lines of enforcing America's laws, ensuring the vitality of this nation and the security of our people.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in North Korea working out the ongoing negotiations for that country to give up its nukes. And Elvis Costello, who's 63, reveals he's had cancer surgery and cancels the rest of his European tour. Costello saying he won't be able to perform in Croatia, Austria, Norway, and Sweden. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A look now at some new numbers telling us how the economy is doing under President Trump. The Labor Department reports hiring in the U.S. remains strong in June, drawing more Americans into the labor force in search of jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%, while wage growth remains modest. USA Radio's John Clemens breaks down the numbers for you.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
A quick-thinking mother armed with her gun in Dallas, Texas, protects her kids from a carjacker. USA's Chris Barnes now with the story.
Dallas police say the mom, Michelle Booker Hicks, sprung into action after the would-be 36-year-old carjacker, Ricky Wright, tried to take her vehicle while Booker Hicks had run into a gas station convenience store, leaving her two children in the back seat. She reportedly got out in time to catch Wright trying to leave and hopped in the car.
You know, asked the gentleman to pull over to stop. He would not get out the car. That's when I fired at him. After I grabbed my gun from the glove compartment.
The suspect charged with unlawful restraint and car theft now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.